Hello and welcome to the EFL Podlog with Chris and Sue.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Inspector Podlog.
Hello, Barbara.
Yes, you're right, this is Barbara from the station speaking. Hope I'm not disturbing you.
Well, I just stopped the police car to have a pork pie at the side of the road.
Oh, good. So, I hope you've digested it well.
I was just about to do it, Barbara. So, what's the emergency then?
We've got a big emergency. So, you're the man for the job. There's been a murder.
Oh, not another one.
I know. We live in a very dangerous neighbourhood. Okay. So, you need to go to 20 Constable Drive.
Is that big round mansion?
It is. Well, you're almost on the right track to solving the murder.
Let me just wrap up my pork pie. I'll put the blue light on and I'll get up there.
Good. Thank you, Inspector.
See you later, Barbara.
See you later.
Right. Let me go up these steps then into this mansion. Now. Ooh. Right. So there's been a murder. There are three people with possible murderers. There's a cook, there's a babysitter, and there's a maid. I think I'll start with the babysitter. Right, hello ma'am. Can you tell me your job?
Yes, I'm the babysitter, and I'm not a ma'am, I'm a miss.
Okay, miss, I'm sorry about that. Tell me what you were doing on the night of the murder, which was last night.
Well, in fact, I was playing with the children and we were playing a ghost game, hiding in the house. Lots of fun, but I didn't hear any noise about anything, sir.
And who won the game then?
Oh, it was little Johnny. He won.
Okay, well, I may need to come back to you, but thank you anyway. Can you send in the cook, please?
Yes, I'll do that straight away.
Hello there, sir. Can you tell me your job? Yes, I'm the cook of the mansion. And what were you doing last night? I was cooking dinner for the lady and the master, the lady who has been murdered, I believe. And what were you cooking for dinner? Was there any pork pie involved? No, I'm afraid we don't have pork pie here. I was cooking lamb shanks with a brandy jus with seasonal potatoes, vegetables, and some roasted Mediterranean goatfish. Oh, that sounds very nice. Not really up to my standards of pickled onions and pork pie, but anyway. Right, now, I may need to speak to you later, so make sure that you're still here and available. I will do that, sir. Thank you. Right, so then you must be the maid, madam.
I am, sir.
You know there was a murder here last night.
Oh, I'm very sorry about that, sir. Because the lady, she was a very lovely, lovely person. Always kind to me.
She may well have been very lovely. She may well have been very kind to you, madam. But can you tell me what you were doing last night at about 6 o'clock?
Indeed, sir. I was dusting the house, dusting the corners, and I've lived here in this house for many, many years, so I know every corner of this house.
And how long does it take you to dust all these corners then, madam?
Oh, well, I'm very thorough in what I do, and I'd say 1 hour.
Okay, now I think it's more than likely that I will need to talk to you again later, but thank you very much for your help and cooperation.
Anytime, sir.
So I reckon that this must be one of the simplest cases I've ever had to solve. We've got three people. We've got the cook who was cooking dinner. We've got the maid who was playing with the children. And we've got... No, the maid wasn't playing with the children. That was a babysitter. Yeah, we got the babysitter who was playing with the children. And we got the maid who was dusting all the corners. I know who did the murder. I wonder if you do. Now you can leave your thoughts on this in the comments, who you think did the murder and why. And I'm just going to have a quick pork pie before I go and arrest the murderer and take them off to the station for a long time in prison.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast.
Join us again on www.eflpoplog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.